authors, writers, dreamers, all. Each day is an invitation to accept the call. I'm Brooke Warner from She Writes.
And I'm Grant Faulkner from NaNoWriMo. You're listening to Right Minded, weekly inspiration for writers.
Welcome to Right Minded. This is Brooke Warner from SheWrites.com, which includes She Writes Press and Spark Press. And I'm thrilled to announce that I am starting a new podcast with my friend Grant Faulkner, executive director of NaNoWriMo. Hey, Grant.
Hey, Brooke. This is super fun. We're launching a podcast today.
We are. I mean, really, does the world need more writing podcasts? How are we going to do this and make it fun for our listeners?
Yeah, the world does need more writing podcasts, to answer your question. And yeah, when we first met to talk about this, I mean, one thing that really impressed me was the She Writes community and how encouraging and welcoming and empowering it is. And that speaks to exactly what we do at NaNoWriMo. You know, we believe that everyone is a writer because you sit down and write.
Right. I love that. And so let's tell people a little bit about what we're hoping to achieve in this podcast.
Yeah. You know, I think whether it's finding a mentor, you know, which is a really valuable, or a community, I think both of our work lives speak to that, the value of a creative community. You know, there's this notion out there of writer's block, which I actually don't agree with. So I think we'll talk about, you know, ways to get over writer's block and beyond it. One thing that interests me a lot is the obstacle of creativity wounds, the kind of like psychological harm that they've faced at some point in their life, or even trauma, and getting over that. And one part of that, I think, is also, like, for me, I always say the best stories are the ones where the author made himself or herself most vulnerable on the page. So being brave on the page and writing your story your way.
I love that. In fact, we have so many topics to cover between the two of us. Well, we're going to talk about our books in just a second because we're weaving that into the podcast a little bit. But just to touch upon a couple other topics, getting feedback and dealing with rejection. We have envy. You know, we have just so many good ideas that come from people we know that we've talked to over the years, both of us talking with writers every single day. And so the topics are going to be idea based. We're going to be talking about tools. We're going to give you guys writing actions. So I think you'll find that this is going to be a place that you can come to feed your writing soul.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned actions, Brooke, because like every show, we will give you a prompt, an action, a little bit of homework so that you can carry your writing forward. And that's really what this is all about.
Well, and Grant, one of the things that I did in the fall was read your book, Pep Talks for Writers. And I was saying to you, well, this is great because pretty much your book just gives us a whole bunch of topics for like a year of podcasting. So I'm excited about your book and sharing some of the ideas that you have in here. And I thought maybe just take 1 second to tell us about Pep Talks. And also for those people who aren't familiar with NaNoWriMo, a word about the community.
National Novel Writing Month is this very simple but somewhat excruciating challenge to write 50,000 words in the month of November. And what I find interesting about that is it's a one part rollicking party and one part writing boot camp. It's all about the joy of creativity and being creative with other people in our community. But it's also about, it's a training ground for how to become a writer and learning that, you know, discipline of showing up every day and being accountable to your goals and realizing your creative potential. So everything we do at NaNoWriMo.org flows from that. So we're now a year-round organization that supports a variety of different programs. But the reason I wrote the book was that oftentimes I would talk to people and they would say, wow, I had this like totally gangbusters, galvanizing experience during November, but I'm having a hard time keeping that writing momentum going all year round. And so it's no coincidence that my book, Pep Talks, includes 52 essays. And it's meant to be to encourage people to, you know, read an essay, to reflect on their creativity, to become more attuned and more action-oriented, and to carry that momentum from November year-round. And you know, I want to mention your book, Greenlight Your Book, and I love the title because it's all about what we're about at NaNoWriMo and what Pep Talks is about. It's about greenlighting your creative vision. So tell me a little bit about your book.
Right. The concept behind greenlighting it is that you greenlight your own work, that you don't take no for an answer, that the people who are the gatekeepers are not necessarily the ones who should tell you whether or not your work should be published. And that's a huge part of what we believe in at She Writes Press and Spark Press, where I'm the publisher, that writers get to say yes to themselves. And of course, we believe in high standards and we publish gorgeous books. And I am an author advocate, and part of that involves standards. But this industry that we're in, the book industry, and writers eventually will become part of the book industry, does need a bit of a shakeup because things have changed so much and because there are so many barriers to entry. So we'll talk about that a lot more in episodes to come, but that is the essence behind greenlighting yourself as a creative artist.
I love that, Brooke, you know, because I think I always say that NaNoWriMo is a gate crashing organization or event. You know,
it's all about
and when you mention gatekeepers and don't take no for an answer, I think there are so many gatekeepers in our society telling people like, you are not a writer, other people are a writer, other people get that privilege. And I think it's easy to internalize that message because oftentimes when I talk to people about NaNoWriMo, people who haven't done it, what I'll hear from them is they'll say, oh, I'm not a creative type. And I find that deeply disturbing because we are all creative types. So, you know, I hope this podcast helps people embrace their creativity and become a creator every day in life.
Absolutely. And do you want to share a pep talk with everybody as a sample of what we're going to be doing once we launch the podcast officially?
Yeah, I think the pep talk I'd like people to think about is the definition of what a writer is. And I define a writer, you know, I think we're living this golden age of writing where people write every day, whether it's a Facebook post or a blog post or a tweet or a story or a novel or a memoir. And so the definition of being a writer is that you're sitting down and writing every day. And there's a value in that unto itself beyond whether you get published or not. Like sometimes I think we think that once we're published, we're just going to be happy all the time, you know, as writers. And actually, that's not the case. I mean, the case is that you have to find meaning in writing every day and sitting down and being attuned to the world and all those wonderful things that writing your story gives you.
I love that. It just made me laugh because like you're going to be happy all the time. I mean, most people are just like, is this so hard. I'm miserable. But then it's those highs. It's those amazing moments when you feel like, holy crap, I'm creating something amazing that just lets people soar and brings you coming back, kind of like chasing the dragon a little bit.
Yeah. And each week beyond a pep talk, we're going to share a green light moment. And Brooke, I know that you've heard a lot of great stories from writers. Can you share one with me now?
Yeah, the one that comes to mind for me is an early book on She Writes Press called Uncovered by Leah Lax, and it's about leaving Hasidic Judaism. And it's an amazing book, but like so many other authors out there, she struggled to find a publisher who thought that there was a broad enough audience. And finally, she met with someone after many revisions and lots of interest that was met with rejections. Finally, an editor said to her, look, you're going to need to find a publisher who can publish this. Your project is just too niche. And so she did. She decided to greenlight her own work. She published with She Writes Press. And the exciting thing about her story is that she has seen a lot of success, even though she has a double niche. Her book is about Judaism and also about being a lesbian who left that culture. The readership, of course, has been so much broader than the traditional publishers made space for. And that's the epitome of a green light moment for me and one of my favorite stories.
That's such a great story and such a great example of somebody not accepting another person's no. And, you know, obviously Leah Lax felt passionate about her story and writing it her way. So I think she's the perfect example of what we want the listeners to do as well. And you know what? One thing we forgot to mention, Brooke, is that we're going to also have an amazing number of featured guests, mainly notable best-selling authors who are going to share their wisdom with us as well. So I look forward to that. So please tune in, everyone.
We hope you will join us and listen to Right Minded. And in the meantime, please check out our communities at shewrites.com and nanowrimo.org.
Yeah, and please subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcasting platform.